Good morning. Welcome to our Friday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. As we conclude the broadcast portion of this week, we're talking about guarding our heart. And hopefully I'll be back in my regular office next week, and the surroundings and lighting and things will be back to what they were, maybe even improvement, we'll see. But talking about guarding our heart, what that looks like, how God wants us to live with a guarded heart, how it helps us, how it benefits our relationship with God, how it benefits our relationship with one another. And this morning we're going to talk and pray about guarding our heart with understanding. And it may not quite be what we want it to be, but it's what we need. Psalm 119, verse 34, says, "Give me understanding, and I will keep your law and obey it with all my heart." As first reading this, there's a couple things that come to mind. One is it's possible to read it in a way that almost sounds like a child asking why. And sometimes when we ask why, we don't like to settle for the answer, "I told you so," or "just because." And so we keep digging, we keep asking, we keep questioning. And you could look at this verse and says, "Help me understand, and then I'll obey." And using a lack of understanding for a lack of obedience. I don't think that's what it means. I don't think that, because the Bible makes it pretty clear that our ability to understand the ways of God is lacking. His ways are so much higher than ours, more pure, more noble, more right. And so to wait until we have a complete understanding of God's word in every detail before we obey it, we're not going to find ourselves obeying very much. And so I look at it and I think in the context of where it's coming from, in the context of God's word, the understanding that we need is the understanding of God's goodness. I grew up and I learned not to question. Now, it took a while. What my parents wanted me to do. I have learned to understand that they were wiser than I am. They had a better perspective. They wanted my good. And while there were years of life where that wasn't an answer that I really liked, the understanding that I obtained was an understanding that because I said so is a good answer. And especially when the answer comes from God. That understanding that He loves us, He cares for us, He wants what's best for us. Now that doesn't mean that He's not willing and continually giving us further details and explanation and even a broader and greater understanding, but we ought to learn to be satisfied. Our heart should be guarded with an understanding that what God says, what He wants, what He leads and directs us in is good. And it's for our good. And we grow in obedience to God's word when we understand that it's not meant to harm us. It's meant to give us life and life abundant. It's meant to prosperous. You see, that's the understanding I think God wants us to grow in. When he says to love our neighbor, when it says to love him, when it says to serve one another in love, when it says to show mercy, to love justice, to walk humbly with our God, when it says to care for the widows and orphans, we like to dig into it, and sometimes the reason we ask why is, well, it's similar to those who would come to Jesus and ask questions, some in order to justify themselves, and I think sometimes that's what we like to do. And rather than trying to justify ourselves, God wants us to grow in an understanding that his ways are always right. And the easiest thing for us is to say, yes, Lord. We grow in obedience when we understand God's love in a greater way. And so when the psalmist writes and says, give me understanding, I think what he really wants, what he really needs, is a growing and greater understanding of who God is and who he is in comparison to God. And when we grow in that understanding, we begin to say, yes, Lord, I'm your willing servant. I think of Mary, the angels coming to Mary and announcing and letting her know that you've been chosen to carry the Son of God, to bring into this world Jesus. And I am confident, I could be wrong, but I am pretty confident that she did not have an understanding of every little detail of what that meant. She had an understanding of God. And her response to God was, yes, Lord, may it be as you say. I am your servant. You see, as we grow in understanding, we realize who we are in comparison to God, and it leads us to respond as Isaiah said, here am I, send me. Again, as he's responding to God's question of who will go for us, I don't believe he had an understanding fully of what that meant, of what his life as a prophet of God would entail. But he had an understanding of God. And it drew him to obedience. And so rather than try to dig through all of the details of every request that God's Word makes in our life, every request that His Spirit puts in our heart, we grow in an understanding of God. And that leads us to obedience. It leads us to guard our heart against the misrepresentations of God. It leads us to guard our heart against the doubt of God's goodness, the doubt of His motives. It leads us to guard our heart against, well, ineffectiveness, well, against laziness, against rebellion. Rather than understanding fully the details of the task at hand, we understand God's nature. And our heart is guarded because, as we talked about yesterday, we trust His nature. And so today, as we live life, as we go about the task ahead of us, may each one of us guard our heart with understanding. And may that understanding be that the nature of God is for us, not against us. As we pray, an update on my friend Brett and he and his wife's baby. His wife has been discharged from the hospital, but the baby will still be in the intensive care for some time yet. And so there's obviously some great needs there. The baby's stable and improving, and things are progressing, not as quickly as anyone would like, I'm sure, but there is progress, and God continues to work and to bring healing and strength. And so if you want to help or able to help, you can go to the Deer Run Church of Christ Facebook page, and there's a link there that can direct you to how to help financially with the increased expenses that were obviously unexpected. But just bring that up. If God leads you to do something, that's great. If he doesn't, listen to him. And so let's go to God in prayer. Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself in a way that we say yes. And God, we do pray for an understanding. Not necessarily an understanding of all of the secrets and mysteries of the good news of Jesus. Not necessarily an understanding of all of the details and unknown of the end times here on earth, of what heaven is really like, but rather an understanding of your nature that loves us, that cheers us on, that is for us. An understanding that helps us to say yes, even when we're uncertain. An understanding that helps us be obedient even when we're not sure why. An understanding that knows your love for us, that seeks our good, even in the midst of our trouble, even in the midst of disaster, even in the midst of all of the things of life that we'd rather not go through. Those things that can't be explained. And Father, as we call out and ask you for an understanding, may it not be so much an understanding of all of the unexplained mysteries of life, but may it be an understanding of who you are and who we are and compared to you. May we see ourselves as your children, as your servants, as those that you love. Father, as you give us that understanding, may it guard our heart against the attacks of the enemy trying to divide us, peel us away from you, trying to convince us, as he did with Eve, that if you really cared, you would tell us more, that you would not restrict us from the things that we want. And Father, just as we look back now and see the lies that were threaded throughout the words of Satan, may we constantly be aware that he continues to thread lies throughout his words, trying to convince us that our understanding isn't enough, that you're holding out on us in some way, that you really don't care. And God, we know that's not true. So may we have a growing and greater understanding of your love, especially in the midst of the uncertainty of life. Father, I continue to pray for Brett and for his family, for the healing of his baby. May you continue to strengthen, provide the resources that are needed financially, the resources that are needed spiritually and emotionally. May you continue to provide all of those good things that they need. May you give them an understanding of your presence in the midst of this. May their hearts be guarded by that understanding of your love and your concern, your compassion, your care. Father, may the mission work that Brett and his family are doing in the Philippines expand, through the way that you interact in their life, in the way that you are seen in this difficult time. Father, for every one of us, may our heart be guarded with an understanding of how much you love us. And may we represent Jesus well today. May we lift him up at every opportunity that we have so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Friday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.